You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Miami Marlins with MLB.com's Marlins beat reporter, Joe Fusaro. Joe, I can't even really get a handle on what's going on with your club here lately, and that's even in the absence of major transactions. There's some really fascinating stuff going on here. And I kind of need to find ways to tie it all together. The thing that just popped just recently here as we were sort of, as I was prepping for this podcast, really, is a report that following up, there were rumors earlier that the Marlins would be interested, would entertain a trade of Jose Fernandez. And the idea was he may be about to get expensive. They're not quite there right yet. You can get an unbelievable bounty for him. Now there's a report just come out, I believe, today, that essentially says this is not just about finance or about baseball, but that it's personal. There is discord between Fernandez and the front office. Is that your understanding? What's your read on this situation? Is this somebody kind of making a big deal out of a small deal? What's your understanding of this, that sort of personal relationship between Fernandez and the club?
Well, I think right now, and we talked a lot during the season about just how dysfunctional and awkward and you know, the losing early in the year, the first half of the year, was the train wreck and a huge mess. And most of the stuff that came out in the last day or two is pretty much very dated stuff that were incidents that happened before the July trade deadline. And, you know, clearly, you know, the team wasn't heading the right direction. There was a lot of crazy stuff going on. Players, not just Jose, yelled stuff that they wanted out of here in the clubhouse from time to time. So everything that I read, nothing there was anything past, you know, the end of July, early August. And, you know, we talked a lot towards the end under DJ, how they kind of pulled together. I think they were at 17-12 the last 29 games and played so much better and actually started looking like a team. So I think, you know, some of the reports that came out was old news, just kind of finding the light of day. Now, that said, you know, the comments made at the GM meetings, Scott Boras, where, you know, talking about Jose and innings and, you know, saying some things I wasn't pleased with how they handled the service time and the demotion of Marcell Ozuna, another of his clients, and that, you know, kind of tied into a response the AP got from David Sampson, who said Scott Boras will have nothing to do with anything Jose-related. So this kind of culture and climate has been kind of simmering. And, you know, I think one of the major reasons Don Mattingly is here is to basically buffer this, put an end to this, you know, buffer the front office from, you know, the players. I will say this, Jose Fernandez was very close with Dan Jennings. He liked DJ a lot, and he was almost, you know, he was considering going to the Alabama LSU game, a game that DJ went to. And if not for weather, and Jared Cozart was going to go too. And Cozart at the time was, you know, negotiating his deal to, you know, to be with Scott Boras. So he didn't make it. So two Marlin players are going to be in Tuscaloosa for that football game and be part of, you know, hanging out with Dan Jennings. So the Marlins right now, Dan Jennings also was the link to Scott Boras. He was the guy who had the relationship. The Marlins right now need to find somebody, whether it's Mike Berger, Mike Hill, you know, somebody that tries to smooth things over, because there's been a David Sampson, Scott Boras kind of feud going back to Pudge Rodriguez after 03, when Pudge, the Marlins made a little bit of an attempt to sign Pudge in 04, and that obviously didn't work, and he went to Detroit. They just got to kind of get on the same page. I think it's a lot of nothing, you know, in terms of new news. It just kind of found a light of day, and things tend to take a life of its own. Everybody I talked to regarding Jose potentially being traded is like slow news day. This is, you know, absolutely no truth. You know, the Miami Herald's hearing the same thing. Nobody in baseball is hearing any inclination that Jose is on the trade, you know, market. And typically, if a player of that caliber were, you know, if an organization is thinking of moving him, that stuff is discussed internally in October, and it comes out in the GM meetings, which you try to get as much value if you want to make it clear that, you know, Jose's out there. You're not going to let some of these other teams make trades of guys that potentially could be your fit to to replace him. And quite frankly, they're not the Mets where they got three or four aces. They have Jose and a couple of threes and a couple of fives. You know, so they don't have a real, you know, if they want to rebuild again, you know, then you're trading Jose and then many other pieces are following because this team's going to take such a dramatic step backwards. I think any type of discord that there is between Jose and the front office is easily patched up. You know, he's 3 years away from free agency, so unless he just refuses to play and does an NFL-like player holdout, there's no reason to move him. You know, and on the flip side, and in fairness, you know, some of these comments are being made off the record by players who basically are poisoning the culture as much as supposedly Jose did. You know, if this is all dated stuff, Jose has been nothing but a great to the beat writers. He's been nothing but great to the city of Miami. He represents his team very well. His record shows that and how he handles himself. Plus his background being, you know, from Cuba and the Cuban influence in South Florida. It's just kind of sad from my perspective to see so much of this and his, you know, this kind of almost smear campaign on him that, you know, kind of came out of, you know, a couple of radio guys who have kind of give this thing probably a lot more legs than it deserves.
So let's go to another guy who has been a lot rumored here lately that it seems like maybe there is a little more fire and not just smoke. Marcelo Ozuna, of course, that's a guy we've talked about for a while, so it's not exactly news. This is a guy we've talked about for quite a while, might be somebody they would consider moving. Where does that stand? Does that seem like it might be gaining momentum, or what's your read on the future of Marcelo Ozuna?
Well, I don't think they're really close on anything. They've been kind of tight-lipped, but that's understandable. They, you know, they did their fact-checking, and I think they have a very clear plan of some pieces that they can move. Everything I've heard is Ozuna's in play, but not on a low ball offer. So if it's, they'd have to ask, is Ken Giles, you know, if you want to go the closer route, is that, I would see other pieces being involved. There could be a fit with Philly, you know, for a closer. I think ideally they'd like to move Marcel for a starter, preferably controllable years, that type of stuff. If that match doesn't happen, then does he go for a Melanson? Does he go? Oh, but that wouldn't be the good fit because of that Pittsburgh outfield. But, you know, if they want to go the closer route and try to get, like I said, a Ken Giles or somebody else.
So help me understand here. Does this team think that it's in a position where it's close enough that trading a potential everyday player for a guy who pitches 60 innings is one of those kind of put you over the top moves? Because it doesn't seem to me that trading
but you're right. Yeah, absolutely right. Unless Dexter Fowler is the next chip and they go, you know, sign him as a free agent, that's the only way it makes sense to me, you know, if you want to go that way, because do you really want Ichiro playing every day or, you know, be a straight platoon? You know, you got to kind of use Ichiro, right? You know what, he's now 43. You know, so you got to use him right. So yeah, you're absolutely right. And Ozuna is a popular player in that clubhouse. But you know, that said, that team didn't win enough for everyone in that clubhouse to have a say of who stays and goes. So I think it's going to come down to the payroll, and it's going to come down to offers. And I think as we're seeing now, not just with the Marlins, but you know, Riley, there's some moves being made right now, but you're seeing a patience. You're kind of seeing, you know, let's see what chips fall, and then we'll strike. And this team has to, Matthew, think that they're going to contend. Whether they are or not, they have to move in that direction. Stanton is still affordable, you know, before he reaches that $20 million a year, you know, plateau of his salary. You know, Yelich's salary is going to escalate pretty soon. They want a new TV deal, which, you know, hopefully for their sake would kick in about 17 when those salaries go up. Plus that TV deal, you know, the way the organization is felt, that could be the one silver lining to retaining Jose Fernandez long term. You know, if they could get that new revised TV deal, you know, a naming rights deal, that gets some of that revenue going. Obviously, they have the 17 All-Star game. So if they think that they could start pulling major pieces off the table and going back to being, you know, the 1,300-loss team, let's you know, let's win with kids thing, it's going to set that motion, you know, back, and it's going to set the market back. And, you know, the growth of baseball in South Florida, which obviously to the commissioner's office and the opening up the gateways to the Americas and all that, I don't see the rebuild. I mean, there's Don Mattingly wasn't brought in here for a rebuild. He would have been looking for the next Mike Redmond.
Yeah. There's plenty more we could talk about, but we're about at the end of our time. So, Joe Fusaro, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.